What up? It's Cuban Don. You watching Hot New Hip Hop. I'm from Dallas, Texas, born and raised. I'm from the north side. So I'm from North Dallas, yeah. I live in California. I've been moved, like, before I even started doing music, I had moved to Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta for like 6 months. You know, was vibing down there, got some of the vibes. And then after that, I moved to LA. And I'm like, oh yeah, big vibes over here in LA. I just feel like it helps. And with my career too, like rapping, yeah. I miss the food, you know, like the clubs and stuff. Like we party different. Like clubs in LA and clubs in Texas, like it's way different. They be playing a lot of reggae music and stuff, but nah. We just real ratchet down there. Like we get crazy in the clubs. And see, my grandma, she raised me, so I always grew up listening to like a lot of old school music, like Jodeci and all that type of freaky music, and Aaliyah and music like that, like old school music. And then when I go listen to it by myself, they're like, why are you listening to this? And I'm like, I got this from you. Chief Keef, like he was popping, so. And I was inspired by him, so just his music. And like a lot of Chicago people was coming out and stuff, so it was like that wave. Yeah, before rap, I was like just here and there, like doing a little modeling stuff. But I always been like known the lit or whatever, like always just. And that's how I just got into rap. People used to think I was a rapper before I was rapping, and they was like, oh, you should rap, so. And I was always around the studio, so nobody really like gave me like you know, put me on game or gave me any game like that, or just like, you know, this is what you need to do. I really had to just find that on my own, like just by experiencing it like yourself. So it's like, I feel like you never really gonna know unless you experience it, like just working with like different managers and, you know, people like that. So much freedom. When I was with a label, I just felt like a fucking label slave. And then I still didn't get to put out music when I wanted to. It's like, I'll go in the studio, be working for a month or two, and then I'll be like, here, these are the songs I got. And they like, that's not, no, like, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh no, we want you to sound this way. We want you to make a song like this person. And it's like, well, that's not me, you know? I feel like they always got, you know, they always try to change you, like, when you're not ready for change yet, like, the time will come, like, you know what I'm saying? They go get some major artists and be like, sound like them. Or, you know, they'll come with producers, their own producers, and be like, hey, we got a song for you. And it's like, it's cool, but that's not my style, you know what I'm saying? Nobody want to feel like they, like, get in, took out, like, you know, their style. But I'm open to do, like, new stuff, but it's just like, when you forced to do it, it's like, it ain't fun no more. You don't ever want to just be doing music like because somebody forcing you, or, you know, like at the end they still gotta enjoy like what you're doing, or otherwise you're not gonna do it. Well, the title Karma is like it's self-explanatory really, but I don't know, just like people just telling me like, oh, you're gonna get karma for, you know, the things you did. And I'm like, no, they gonna get karma. I'm gonna be their karma, you know. Live on the Gram, the first one. Y'all really wanted to release that. Just like that one and I'm Good. I feel like the song I'm Good just really, that's really explains me and just let people know like I'm good, like without, you know, like all the stuff people see on the internet, I'm still good at the end of the day. Yeah, I wanna work with Ski Mask. He dope, I like his style of music. Well, since I have so much freedom, I want to drop more music. I want to drop another EP, drop some singles, videos. By the end of the year, probably want to open up like more businesses. Yeah, 5 years, 10 years, I'm still rapping, still investing in myself and expanding my brand. Be signing people. Who want to sign to me? My message for the younger youth is the younger the better. So don't ever think like you're too young to do something, because it's better to start young than to wait and then start doing all this, because you never know like what you want to do. You might want to switch careers, and never stop, just keep going despite the hate, all that, because none of that matters. And just stay strong.